White, Wright, Michigan, January 7th, 1867. Dear son Edson, I am sorry to hear of your affliction, but, Edson, I think now you had better decide not to wear any more paper collars. I believe it is these that has poisoned your neck. Please write me how you prosper in your school and how much longer it will take you to get through. I have received two letters from you, was glad to hear from you, but they were not long enough. Write me more definitely in regard to yourself. Have you received my letters? I sent you two. What is your mind and purpose in regard to serving God? This is of first importance to me. Don't neglect to heed the voice that invites you. While it is called today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. Satan will imperceptibly steal your affections and interest from eternal things, and you flatter yourself that you will yet be a Christian. But Edson, ere that time comes, Satan will present some inducement, weave about you his snare, and you will be further from being a Christian than ever. While it is called today, if ye hear his voice, if you have the least softened feelings, the least impression of the Spirit of God, harden not your heart, lest your heart be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Edson, this is my greatest ambition concerning you, that you should be a Christian. When you have turned to God with all your heart, then will you be prepared for any place that God shall mark out for you to fill. Your father is much like himself. In mind, he is nearly well. He prays for you so earnestly every time he prays. He manifests the tenderest feelings in regard to you. He takes hold in meetings very much as he used to. Sabbath, he talked 1 hour, and yesterday forenoon, 2 hours, to a crowded house. I am much encouraged in regard to him. Edson, you will find, or Jenny, Fraser, will find for you, your linen collars in that box covered with paper in the open chamber. Wear them, Edson, all together. My health is not the best. I have a rush of blood to my head almost all the time. Sanford will tell you all the particulars. Love to Jenny. Tell me the particulars about New Year's. Whom did you have at our house? Tell me all about it. In much love from your mother.